It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Again, Friday, another early show. Let's go. KM to 9 p.m. Yeah. It's the most wonderful time. For all the fans that call the fan, that listen to the fan. Bandwagon fans, fair weather fans, Jets fans, definitely Mets fans, of course Yankee fans. Maybe the Giants fans after Sunday?
Nah, probably not.
But hockey fans, we're getting there. NBA fans, we're getting there. Let's just enjoy it. It's a Friday night. It's a football Friday, a feel-good Friday on The Fan in New York. New York, call me up at 888-808-1019. Let's have a good time. What a time to be alive last night at MetLife Stadium. I mean, what? I thought that the line was fishy. But then I remembered something, and I'm not going to be the guy to minimize that win because that was an important all-time win for the Jets and the Jets fans. But when I was just watching the game and the score go up and the Patriots not be able to do anything against the Jets defense and Aaron Rodgers every drive start to shake off the rust more and more. This is a guy that didn't play for a year. This is a guy that's 40. I'm a man. Come at me. I'm 40. I'm realizing that the Patriots were a team that so many people said wouldn't win a game. And they came out week one. Week one is preseason. Anything goes. Any given Sunday between week one and week two. Now we're starting to see who teams are a little bit. And the Patriots may not win another game, but the Jets are going to win a lot more games. 888-808-1019. I know I was the first one to come on The Fan and say if they got past the 49ers, they were going 5-0. But I definitely think they can go 4-1. I mean, the Jets' offense is better this year than it would have been last year with Aaron Rodgers. Everything happens for a reason. The universe never unconnects. Aaron Rodgers was supposed to go down in four plays. They made the offensive line better. But what did I say about the Jets last week? Win a game, lose a player. Win a game, lose a player. Jermaine Johnson last week. Morgan Moses last night. I mean, we'll see what the prognosis is and I mean, he's older. You kind of knew that this was going to happen at some point. That's why you made your first-round draft pick, Olu Fashanu out of Penn State. But whatever. What I'm saying is here, Aaron Rodgers not playing last year, I think, helped him a lot. He spoke about watching more football than ever. And also, he had a lot of time to get to know his teammates. He was around the building way more than he had to be. And for as much as we like to pick this man apart, myself included, Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. It just goes on and on. You guys know. The ayahuasca stuff, the trip to Egypt, running for vice president, all the conspiracy theories and everything that doesn't have to do with football. No, now we're getting the football. Now we're getting to watch a master at work. Now we're getting to watch one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen in the NFL. There is no defense that scares or surprises Aaron Rodgers. And every week, he's going to get more comfortable in this offense. And this Jets offense has options. And just the last 2 weeks, there's a lot of weapons, a lot of guys to go to. That keeps teams off balance. You have a two-headed monster in the backfield that you wouldn't have had last year. I mean, the Jet fan that showed up to MetLife Stadium with hopes of completely erasing last year when Aaron Rodgers ran out onto that field on their mind. Man, you got a party last night. I drove by there last night. Place was lit up green. Everything from social media looked great. Like I always say, stay down till you come up. And boy, did you have to stay down after going through last year and the year before. But it looks like here, the Jets could come up. 888-808-1019. I do want to pump the brakes, Will McDonald. You're playing great. But, you know, talking about championship, talking about rings. I mean, Jazz Chisholm did it the other night, but at least he's at the end of the season. He's a former Marlin. He's with the Yankees. He's talking about winning the World Series. Duh, that's the mission statement. That's what the Yankees are supposed to do. The Jets do need to crawl before they walk, walk before they run. You know, take it week by week here and win games, get into the playoffs, end that drought, and let the chips fall where they may. But you got to love that last night. Aaron Rodgers is just getting better. The guy goes out there. He's 27 to 35, 281 yards, two touchdowns. Alan Lazard is so much better with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how many times on the fan I said Alan Lazard didn't come here to play with Zach Wilson. He came here to play with Aaron Rodgers. He didn't come here to play with Timmy Boyle or Trevor Siemian. So, I mean, you get a plus out of him. Tyler Conklin, nice to see you. Getting him involved. Mike Williams involved. The young boy, Braylon Allen, involved. Like, they have so many options on offense. And when you have a goat at the position like Aaron Rodgers, there's really no limit to what the offense can be. And the defense, I think, is going to get there too. Because between Saleh and Ulbrich and the guys that are getting opportunities, they know they got to step up. They know they got to get it done. And guys like Quincy Williams, Chuck Clark, Sauce Gardner, Will McDonald, Quinnen Williams, DJ Reed. Like, they've got enough talent on that defense to lead the way. 888-808-1019. I want to start off talking to the Jets fans. And I know a lot of Jets fans double as Mets fans. I know a lot of Jets fans were watching both the Jets game and the Mets game last night. It's the most wonderful time. I always say October is because as sports fans, we get all four major sports. And if you're like me and you don't watch Netflix, you don't watch true crime or documentaries, and you just watch sports, you can sit in front of your TV and just click through the channels. It's endless. And when I look at the Mets game last night, I'm like, hold on. The make it happen Mets. Who told you that losers let it happen, winners make it happen? Last year's Mets were losers. 2 years ago, when I dubbed them the make it happen Mets, they have more of that in their DNA than they do from 2023. This team just lost Francisco Lindor. You wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it. They're turning into La Bamba squad. Like, they're hitting home runs. The lineup that we looked at in June where we were like, yo, all they do is put up double-digit runs, hit home runs, that's back. Anybody can get it, and they are not afraid of the Phillies. I certainly don't expect them to be afraid of the Braves. The other shoe is not about to drop. And here we are, Mets fans. A lot of folks said they wouldn't win 80 games. A lot of folks said they wouldn't win 85 games. Here we are. Here we are. When you look at the wild card standings, you can breathe a little bit. You look at the wild card and the scoreboard watching, you don't fear this Braves series as much, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. I know there's still a handful of games here, but you just got to be confident in the team, just what you're getting from the lineup and the Mets pitching. The Mets pitching, who everybody, I think everybody on this station, everybody that looked at it was like, this is the worst rotation in the league. This is the worst rotation in the division. This rotation sucks. Nah, this rotation has been a pleasant surprise. I am surprised Luis Severino is still doing it. Sean Manaea looks like the best signing of the offseason. When you've got guys like Tylor Megill and David Peterson who have been here, but like reinvented themselves and look completely different. I mean, Jeremy Hefner, the pitching lab, I don't know. Great. I told you Mark Vientos would have probably had a 30 home run season, 35 home run season, if he got to play from the jump. All good. Vientos got 25 homers. My favorite Met, El Troll, was trolling last night. I mean, since Toronto, Francisco Alvarez's swing is back. And he's smacking the ball. And I just, yo, the way he pimps home runs, I like his style. I like his flair. And he's got an attitude. And it's good that he's found it at this point in the year. He had some moments where he wasn't so confident in himself. No, now, like, you have a weapon down there in the bottom of the order. And then Ronald Acuna's little brother down there. Like, this kid is ahead of schedule. Luis Angel Acuna, yeah, he's a pelotero. He's a baller. Stage is not too big for him. Lights are not too bright for him. He's like, yeah, run it. My brother's not going to be in October this year. I got plans to put on for the fam. I mean, when you look at this Mets team, there's so much that has gone right. And even when so much went wrong, they've been resilient. Nine lives. Again, you know, you're thinking without Lindor, oh, here it comes. The other no, they have a squad, they have a team, and they have a fan base going out there to support them. Almost 36,000 last night. And I remember speaking earlier in the week about it. Enough with the attendance. It's not like these games were sold in packages back in April, March, February. But now with the Phillies here, you see the difference. Fans are coming out. Nimmo called you out and you said, yeah, not a problem. We'll get on the seven line. We'll pay the parking because we do believe this has been a special season for the Mets. Maybe this is a team of destiny. Maybe they can do more than just get into the postseason. And I'm happy to have two teams in New York get in the dance. It's looking like it. I don't think we're jinxing anything at this point because I don't think those guys, they don't care about a jinx. There is no radio jinx. Those guys are controlling what they can control. And baseball is better when Queens is lit up, when the Bronx is lit up. I mean, speaking of lit up, the aerial shots of Citi Field with the LED lights, it's insane. I was in there for the Subway Series, saw it myself, and I'm like, this is sick. The environment that they can create in there, cutting the lights out, putting the orange and blue LED lights, like that's going to be electric in October. So, man, fight to get those games. It's no longer just get in with that third wild card. You're looking for the first or second. 888-808-1019. So we'll get eyes on the Mets. The Yankees, you know, they party like it was 1999. They pop champagne. Oh, Jazz Chisholm is funny. He went live, and on his live, he's like, oh, I'm a little messed up. Like he was saying, like he was drunk. Well, he hits a homer, does his best Ken Griffey Jr. impression, but that game was over in the beginning, and it didn't really matter. They won the series. They're on to play the Oakland Sacramento A's, and like I said earlier, they can clinch the division as early as Sunday, but I don't know if they're sweeping Oakland here, and I'd rather them party in their own clubhouse, celebrate on their own field in front of their own fans. Us, New York Yankees fans, it's the most wonderful time. As the leader of the Shohei Ohtani Haters Club, I got to take my hater cap off. This guy against the Marlins last night, no one can hate on that. I don't care who you are. I know I've said a lot about Ohtani. I don't like the guy. He's not my guy. I don't love him, but I'm a baseball fan. And the show that he put on, Showtime, Shohei Ohtani, I got to give it up. As much as I can hate, like, I make sure the respect is as loud as the disrespect. Yeah, he's KD joining the Warriors. Yeah, I think he bet on baseball and Pete Rose is rolling in his grave right now, but he just made history again. No one in MLB history had gone 5-for-5 with two homers, four extra base hits, and two steals. No one had ever gone 6-for-6 with three homers, five extra base hits, and two steals. Ohtani did it on the day that he hit the 50-50 club. And as I was getting those alerts and seeing those highlights and seeing how many people absolutely love this guy, I'm like, my haters club is small compared to the amount of people that are just like, oh my God, Shohei Ohtani is a unicorn. We're living through the Ohtani area. He's the greatest baseball player that ever lived. Lindor, you still got my vote, though. You still got my vote, though. 888-808-1019. It's a football Friday. I will give you my picks in rap form, rhythm and poetry. I've been doing picks every week for 94.7 The Block. Week 3 has been submitted. It's playing on the other station. We'll play that when we come back, and we'll talk more later on about the games coming up this weekend. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.